Well, electrically directed, what do you have for that? You have
electric
a cord?
Mower.
Okay.
That's about it.
Alright, and one that's wooden?
A riding lawnmower.
Okay, and what kinds of tools do you use to prepare and maintain a garden? Okay, you mentioned a tiller. Anything else? And a rake?
A hoe.
Okay.
I'd say it was a big three.
Have you ever used one of those little tools with three prongs? You must hunker down to use them.
We covered this question last time.
I know.
Do I ever use them? No, I have. When I was little, I used to go over to my grandmother's and play with hers.
What is it called?
Gosh, beats the heck out of me.
Okay.
What is it called?
Hand fork?
Okay.
Okay.
You would also use a pitchfork maybe in a garden too.
Okay, what about a trowel? You ever use that?
I'd use a trowel laying bricks. Or leveling cement. What's a trowel?
Hand trowel? You know, yeah.
Trowel.
Yeah. Same thing. It's like a pie cutter. Looks like a wedge of a pie with a hand.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
You can use that. You can use that in the garden.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I've seen people use them. Working cement or putting bricks and putting the mud on the blocks. I've seen them used in gardens. When you say garden, I think of a vegetable garden, and yet I think they're asking about maybe a flower garden or something.
Yeah,
I would say you'd use that in a flower garden more.
Okay. What about a hedge trimmer? Distinguish between a manual and a power driven. What's usually a manual? What does it look like if it's trimming?
They're clippers and they have handles on them.
Okay.
With a blade. It's like a large pair of scissors.
Okay, and what about the power-driven kind?
Power-driven kind has a long arm on it with small blades that move at high speeds and trim the limbs.
Okay, and if a pretty good-sized tree blew down, what might a man use to cut it up with?
Power saw or a chainsaw.
Okay.
Gas. Saw, gas power saw, whatever you would call it, chainsaw.
Okay, and name and describe as many different kinds of meat from cattle, hogs, and sheep as you can. In terms of beef, what kinds are there?
Beef? We went through this last time.
Yeah.
You like veal?
Okay.
Or
what else?
Roast.
And what's a veal? What's veal to you?
Veal to me?
Yeah.
It's a young calf.
Okay, and roast is usually what
roast
cut?
Roast is usually can be a shoulder roast, I guess, or a rump roast.
From an older?
Yes, from usually a grown animal. Or I don't know how old they have to be veal or how old they have to be anything else. I guess they could be, you get a rump off a small animal, but I imagine you'd like to have a larger one to have something.
Okay.
Riding a lot of meat.
What else? What other cuts from cattle can you get? Or what other kinds of meat from meat can you get?
Can you get?
Yeah.
You can get rib from cattle.
Yeah.
You can get ribs.
Okay.
Or you can get like a sirloin.
Okay.
Or a T-bone.
Okay.
Or what else?
What's usually the nicest cattle meat that you'd like to get off a cattle?
What's the nicest?
Yeah, what do you consider the nicest cut?
Gee. I don't know if I'd get it right if I was to guess.
Oh, well, what do you consider? I mean, is it T-bone?
I don't... Well, I consider, like, prime rib a nicer cut.
Okay.
I don't guess, like, filet mignon or anything like that would be a cut. I guess that would be the eye out of a sirloin or something.
Okay,
It's not, it's a cut, but it would come from a larger cut.
Okay, what about
that would be good.
Cuts from hogs? What do you get, what kind of stuff do you get from hogs?
Well, you get spare ribs.
Okay.
Hams.
Okay.
Gosh, I don't know.